Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's February 4th, 2024. Wow, we're moving right into spring training here in about another week and a half for the Detroit Tigers. And we got Scotty, we got Jesse, we got 313, we got a whole bunch, 12 more people, or 14 more people now, 15 more people than a switchboard. Push one on your keypad if you'd like to get on. We'll think about getting you on. So take it away there, Scotty.
Hello, everybody. Up front, I want to make an announcement. There will not be a show next Sunday. Next Sunday. Super Bowl. So you can watch your favorite team win or lose. Doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Super Bowl Sunday. There you go. And, oh, one more. And we'd like to observe and acknowledge Black History Month.
Absolutely.
This month. And the contributions that the African-American community has done through us throughout history and for the social movement, Rosa Parks not getting off the bus.
That I watched a documentary on the Buffalo Soldiers. Check that out. Very awesome.
The one on the History Channel?
I don't know if it's History. I watched it on a computer. I don't know.
Oh, this one was This one was called the Harlem Soldiers in World War One. They were the most efficient of all the U.S. Army. This group out of Harlem, so all black soldiers, were the most efficient at what they did and proficient at what they did. And when they come back to hateful people. But as soldiers and what they needed to do, they were considered elite. So there you go. So anyway, so. Jesse, anything? Yeah. Anything new this week?
No.
That you know of? You want to talk about?
No.
No, I was going to say, no matter what happened in the last championship game, I still say go Lions. They came a long way.
Yeah, way to bring the show down, Jesse.
You know what? Back to the AW Factory Whistle Show.
we rely on you to bring us all down. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome. Well, when you guys were discussing what you saw on the History Channel, the first thing that came to mind was I was looking up the documentary for you, Don. I couldn't find it.
Well, you're not going to find it. I took it off. You guys don't need to know how great I was in my young days.
Okay, Don was running around before recorded history, so.
Oh, here we go.
See, that's why I couldn't find him. That's why I couldn't find him.
That's rough.
The 313 to come in. Way to go, 313. Frick. Okay, carry on, guys.
Local 598 is going to have a election for president and vice president on February 20th. And on the 29th, they're going to have an election for a committeeman, I believe, in trim. So that's it there.
Anybody lining up front for president and vice president?
I do believe that what we have is we have, I think, Stephanie Riley is going to run for president.
Oh, okay.
I'm guessing we haven't. Nobody signed the books yet, but we're guessing Eddie Pickett's going to run for president. And that Johnny's going to resign the position of president and rerun for vice president again.
And I don't think anybody should run against Johnny because Johnny is very well liked. Well, he used to be. I don't know. He used to be very well liked. And I think he could probably beat anybody.
Well, here's the problem.
You
resigned the presidency. You were elected vice president. You're supposed to step up the presidency.
And you want to
resign that so you can go back to being the vice president.
It makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. But the people in the truck plant never did. So
that's true. That's true.
But you bring that up. I hope people bring that up because it's crazy. Why have a vice president that won't go to be the president? What's the sense in that? I don't understand that. Johnny's foolish. Very foolish.
I would think there'd be ulterior motives behind that whole thing. As always at 598.
Yeah, some things never change.
It just doesn't
make sense. Putting somebody in vice president if something happens that will not take the reins of the presidency doesn't make sense to me.
What was it that Billy Connolly said? Times may change, but standards must remain. There you go.
Standard
at 598. Anyway.
Yeah.
I think this week is the first week that people at two of the Stellantis locations are getting laid off. Anybody hear that?
I haven't.
I mean, it's not little either. I think it's like almost.
I have, but there's so much going on in that area, and because I don't work for Stellantis, it is very difficult to navigate because the information that we have access to isn't necessarily through international communication, through social media, but just through private UAW groups. So it's a little bit challenging to navigate, to have a better understanding of what's going on, and I definitely do not want to rely on the mainstream media to give us proper information. Maybe there's somebody from Stellantis that's affected that can call into the show and talk about it. I know that there's a lot of transfers that are supposed to be taking place for General Motors DHAM. That's a whole nother situation, but as far as the layoffs, like I said, the information, I feel like it's not concrete information because the media was reporting these.
Right.
Can you still hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Just checking. It was saying that I was disconnected. So anyway, with the layoffs, I saw some media reports talking about the layoffs for Stellantis, but then there was some other report that came out, and of course I usually look at dates to see because information's fluid, especially in our industry, but I also saw like an article talking about layoffs were avoided. And I have not seen any information from Vice President Boyer, UAW Vice President Boyer, on any communication about that, and I haven't seen anybody else circulating stuff about that, but I do feel for the brothers and sisters that are getting laid off.
Yeah.
I believe it's like 1,900 of them between two different locations, and DHAM, formerly DHAM, now known as Plant Zero, you're going to love this one, Don. They got bed bugs inside the plant.
Oh no!
Nobody's
gonorrhea, no bed bugs. That's nice. 734. I don't know which one. I think this might be Carrie. Is this Carrie?
I saw that was allegedly the case. Oh, hey, Carrie.
Hi. Not bed bugs. Damn.
Yeah.
Allegedly, right, Scott?
We used to call those crabs, didn't we, Carrie?
Allegedly.
Crabs. My
old
damn,
Krabby's.
They change the names of everything nowadays.
It's so sophisticated now.
Me and Carrie shaved each other. Go ahead, carry on.
What?
Oh, no,
oh,
no,
my goodness.
I shouldn't have spilled the beans. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Wow. Kind of hard to follow that, Don, as you'd say. Kind of hard to follow that.
Yeah, well, I shouldn't have said
oh,
anything.
Oh, hey, great news. Great news.
Yeah,
I just thought of it, Scott.
What's that?
You know the Fenton, Michigan Special Olympics Polar Plunge was this weekend, and 598 rocked it out in first place. That's been all over social media, and the event is a fundraiser for the Special Olympics, and it raised over $151,000.
Oh, for
wow,
in total,
nice.
For everything?
Yes.
That's
nice.
Awesome.
Very
nice. Very good.
I guess the theme this year was Viking, so there's plenty of people dressed up in Viking attire on the Polar Plunge.
Yeah, I saw one that dressed up like God of War, so anyway. Yeah, for those who don't know, God of War is a PlayStation video game.
We don't care, Scott. We don't care.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, that's great that they raised over $150,000.
That
is fantastic.
Care. Yes, it is.
I mean, even when Don was at the plant, every year we seemed to raise more and more, and we always came out in front.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
That's true.
Yeah. So, I guess I should say, Jesse's correct, I should say, allegedly they have bed bugs in there. I was trying to find it, but that's okay. Doesn't matter.
Now, where's the bed
bugs
at, Scott, my plant?
Allegedly, it's at the old DHAM, the new Factory Zero, they call it. That's where they're doing the Hummer.
Well, that's a good name for it, the Hummer.
The bugs. Silverado, the electric Silverado.
Yeah.
We're
oh, okay.
RSD. They're being made there.
Man.
I think somebody said that there was a wreck for 700 people to go to the old DM. Did you see that, Jesse?
Yeah, I saw something about 750. I mean, I didn't see the physical wreck. I just saw an advertisement for it.
Right.
Unofficial advertisement
right.
for it. But, yeah, and something else. Hey, Carrie?
Yes?
Are you aware
yes,
that
sir?
Your local is... Are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you
yeah.
hear me?
Hey, are you aware that your local has a big chaplaincy karaoke night event this upcoming weekend,
yep.
February 10th?
Yep. Uh-huh. I see
you
that
go?
On our Facebook page. No. Mm-mm. Nope, nope.
And there you go.
No good. Yeah, hope they get a lot of support. No, I'm not. I mean, I won't be attending that. But I'm going to do it.
They also have the. Right down.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, I was also going to say they have the Black Men Unions Institute Black Tie Gala event, which is open to everyone. Also. Saturday night, February 10th. Information's across social media as well as on the, I want to say it's on the University of Michigan Dearborn's Center for Labor Studies. But that's actually open to singletons and couples. And you can reserve your tickets online for that. That's out in Warren. That and the actual conference is going on. Which brings me to the point, it was discussed on another union radio show today. We really need to start using our TAP, our tuition assistance program money, and that does cover personal enhancement courses, which is what is considered through the University of Michigan Dearborn, which is various classes, union classes, a little bit more broader topics, just classes, and they're condensed in a four-day conference. And if we're from one of the big three, we do have tuition assistance program money that we can use. And if we don't continue to use it or grow in using it, we might lose it in negotiations at some point. I know, Scott, back before I got hired in, I think your spouse is allowed, and then all your dependents were allowed as the same use of that money. Am I correct?
Yeah, that's how it used to be. Yeah.
Yeah, and then in this contract, it just changed back to where your dependents, not your spouse, but your dependents can get, I think it's up to $1,600 a year or something like that. So as far as dependents, I don't know, but they actually have a youth conference that University of Michigan Dearborn does, and if that personal enhancement class is extended under our tuition assistance program, that might be worth people using for themselves and then also their kids to try and get them into that type of a conference where they can also learn.
All right. For the retirees, you should have received your over-the-counter catalog in the mail.
Nice.
Plus your credit cards. I call it, you know, you can use them at certain pharmacies and stores. So make sure you get those. I've got mine and my wife got hers, and now it's $200 you can spend. And if you're General Motors, I'm assuming both your wife and you, or both of you combined, get $400. So have at it.
Nice.
Use it. Don't lose
nice.
It.
Nice.
Yeah. So shiny,
very
nice little cards in the mail.
Hey, yeah. Dan.
What does
I got
CVS,
a question.
CVS or whatever in the hell that pharmacy, that's one of them you can use. I think Myers, you can use it. I think Kroger. There's a little sticker on the door wherever you shop. It will say OTC. Then you know you can use it. So anyway, if you didn't get it, contact them. Go ahead, whoever was trying to interrupt me as usual. Go ahead. That's all right. Go ahead.
I thought you were done, Don. No, I was going to ask, since you were talking about the retiree health care card for the over-the-counter stuff. Just out of curiosity, being retired, have you received your Christmas bonus yet? Because I heard some retirees chatting online about getting it just within the last couple weeks.
No, I got mine back before Christmas.
Nice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
I was going to mention it, but, every time I mention it, I get a few dollars. Scott and Jane want to borrow a couple, so I didn't mention it. Scott said, I gave up all that overtime, he starts whining like some little baby, so I didn't mention it. Yes, I got it about 2 weeks before Christmas, I think, somewhere in there, 3 weeks. That was nice.
That's good.
Yeah. Paid a bill,
too. That there was something for retirees. Yeah. I know it wasn't what everybody was hoping for, but I'm glad that it at least got brought back into the contract.
The retirees retired knowing what they were going to get, so I don't feel bad. It's what the contract for the workers is what matters, and I think they got screwed. That's my opinion. Just my opinion.
You're here.
Money buy everything. Money does not buy everything. When they come out, first thing out of their freaking mouth is Fain is talking about, look at the money we're going to get, you know. Oh, okay. There you go. There's that shiny light. Don't look at anything else, but look at this. Look at this money you're getting, which is nice, and
right.
I'm glad. They deserve every damn penny, but they deserve a hell of a lot more, too, in my opinion. Just my opinion.
Yep.
And what in the hell, you got a contract for 4.8 years? I will never understand that.
Nope.
Oh, me neither. Me neither.
Hell is that?
Well, I don't necessarily agree with that either myself. I think 3.8 would have been great, but
yeah.
However, President Fain hasn't been shy about the reason behind that, which was to allow for aggressive organizing a little bit longer. That and kind of off the radar is so it doesn't interfere with our one member, one vote elections next go around, because all of this.
I think
pretty
that's
much
a horseshit.
Butted right up against that.
That's just horseshit. That's just plain.
They
said,
I don't agree with that long of a contract.
They've been trying to
right.
organize and in spending. I don't know how much money they're spending down in Chattanooga. They
millions.
Unless they just closed it, they had a little. They were renting a hall, weren't they, Scott? Was it
yes,
a hall?
Yes, they were.
Thank you. And they actually had people that weren't voted in or anything, but working in the plant, being paid by our union to try to organize. And that's been going on for years. And so, to use an excuse, 4.8 is because we need more time to organize. Bullshit. They've been doing it. I just got an email. Stand Up Hyundai or whatever the hell it is. Did you guys get that email?
Yeah. Text message. Hyundai.
Yeah. They're making ground on organizing, though. I mean, in my time with the UAW, I've never seen the organizing announced or made ground like this. But, yeah, they were...
Well, when they
show
something, I haven't seen anything yet. And until I see it, I'll, because we had people from Chattanooga calling in, a husband and a wife and some other people calling in, and they didn't want nothing to do with the UAW, nothing. And after what they did to, they also, why would we want them after what they did to you guys? this is stupid. And it was dumb spending money down there at that time trying to organize. You had to be there. Maybe we'll get some people calling in again or emailing. We got a lot of that too. A lot of people are not happy with the UAW. Maybe they are now though. It's a different time. But we'll see.
Right.
I'm not going to say you should or shouldn't join the union. That's a personal decision.
I agree with you, Don.
Hey. Go ahead.
Jesse?
You screwed up?
Okay, I heard somebody else. It sounded like 313 got on for a second, so I was shutting up. No, but I agree with you, Don. There are a lot of people upset with the UAW organization. There's plenty of right and wrong to go around within our organization. Definitely 100% room for improvement in all areas.
Of course.
But I also think from a personal standpoint of going to work every day, there is passion of taking control of your work environment that's driving people more now than ever has before, because they feel like they have bigger umbrella to help them take control of their workplace, because these corporations are just more ruthless by the day. We know that. We're in the industry where profits matter over everything else.
Well, I understand the drive to bring people into the union. I do.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, you take care of the existing people that you do have. Then mm-hmm. you organize and you worry about reaching out to them. In the meantime, mm-hmm. when people are looking back to see what's going on, like you got the people at Jeep Toledo, all right, they got converted, but they don't know if they're going to have a job tomorrow. They told them, just keep coming into work until they tell you not to. They don't know if they're going to have a job tomorrow. They've been asking the local union and the region, what's the answer? And they all tell them the same thing. We're waiting on international to get an answer back to you. People aren't dumb.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about? I don't even know.
There was like 900 people got converted at the Deep Toledo plant.
Right.
Well, now they're at over capacity.
Ah.
So they don't know if they're gonna get laid off. They don't know if they got a job. They don't know what's going on. If they're gonna get offered to go to another plant or move, it'd be a transplant. They don't know, and they've been asking to get information. And everybody they talked to said we're still waiting on international for an answer.
Okay.
That's what's going on there.
We'll
okay.
see.
And then we got people that are at other places this week with a lot of the big layoffs, and nobody's saying nothing about it. I mean, we talked about this a couple weeks ago. We're going to have like 2,000 people just around us that are going to be getting laid off. None in our plant, they said. So, but
wow.
That happened. And I think somebody said the total number by the end of March for the big three nationwide was going to be like 20,000 people getting laid off. But we don't hear our glorious president talking about that. Just saying.
Yeah.
Or the VPs keep it quiet, too. The vice presidents keep it quiet, too. And the regional.
Well,
I mean,
yeah.
If you take it all the way, take it on international to the VPs, to the regionals, to the locals, I mean, it gets real. I mean, I think we need to have international be a little bit more transparent and put out some stuff, not just about organizing.
Right.
I mean, they need to start addressing this stuff. Because,
yeah,
you know, nobody wants to find out through the media. We as members should be finding out first and foremost through the very people that's supposed to be our legal representation. The UAW.
Mm-hmm. Right. Just like
from the Detroit News and CNN and all the rest of the channels.
Right. You're
just like
right.
your profit sharing.
That's where they're feeling us. They said they were going to be more transparent. Well, it doesn't stop after election.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I know what you mean.
Yep.
How we used to get news. Go ahead, Scott.
Just like our profit sharing. Our profit sharing is being announced. Before they could even announce it themselves, the Detroit News had that out there. The morning, you know. And I'm going, wow. You know, everybody's profit sharing. I mean, let's publish what the vice presidents make of the corporations and the CEOs.
Ooh,
why don't we know what them guys are making, the CFOs? We'd like to know what they're making.
I would love to know what they're making, definitely.
A lot.
But I would also love to know exactly what the contract for the UAW looks like, too, because they don't work under the same contract. I want to see what they're negotiating and all their salaries and where all this money goes to other than what's on those forms that was the LM2 forms. I mean.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I want to see that contract they have. Because a lot of people don't know that those people that negotiate your contract don't have the same contract as you have.
No,
they
negotiate
that.
Their own contract.
That's
they
right.
Negotiate.
That's right.
They negotiate.
And
the
when
office
we get to
workers,
see that, Scott?
Yeah, you can't. You can't.
Why not? Why not?
Don't know. I would
me
like
neither.
To see that. I would love to see
yeah.
that because the office people, they negotiate for the office people, and then the international staff negotiates their own contract,
mm-hmm.
and they vote on their own contract.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That includes benefits, too. Now,
uh-huh.
we knew back in the day when Nick Danzin was alive, and he didn't like to talk about it, but you get prescription medication is covered 100%. Not like us, but they get their stuff 100%, even in retirement. That's in their contract. That's the stuff that they negotiate. Oil changes at certain places are half off. The perks that they get is just phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, Dick Danzin told us a little bit about that, didn't he? Didn't he?
Yeah,
rather?
He didn't. And he did not want to talk about dual pensions. That was a very sore subject with him.
That's one thing he didn't want to speak about, but he talked about his benefits. You know, he got glasses,
right.
couple, what, two or three pairs of glasses, sunglasses
yeah.
and everything, free.
Yeah, stuff that we wouldn't get.
No, we didn't get none of that. Medical
no.
was better. The medical
oh, way
was,
better.
When they
medical,
said Cadillac,
dental.
they got the Cadillac. They got everything.
The Mercedes-Benz, yeah.
Yeah.
They had multiple prescriptions for eyeglasses. Dental was covered in retirement, and optical was covered. Yeah, it was something. Something.
Yeah, it was special. Adrian. Hi.
Evening. How's everyone?
Very good.
Hi, Adrian.
Good. Hi, Adrian.
Good evening.
Yeah, I'm kind of upset because we haven't seen any more reports on our general fund,
mm-hmm.
strike fund, strike and defense fund, I should say.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on with these reports? And the other thing about the organizing, how much money is being given to the organizers to go to organize these places?
Love to know that,
right.
my.
Yeah, we used to get that information. All of a sudden, you're
mm-hmm.
not getting it. And I want to tell Kerry, transparency is a bad word. Because they've lied all along about
yeah,
this damn transparency. Even through negotiations, you're not
yeah.
going to get it all. So, it's just like everything else in our society. They let you know what they want you to know, and they
right.
don't give you all of it. The details are not there.
Right.
So you have to dig and... this is how these conspiracy theories come up. It's just
right.
a damn shame.
You can do
then,
all the Facebook lives you want and show your pretty little face and not say a damn thing. Just keep talking and not say a thing.
But you know what?
Right.
Don, it's not just the Facebook lives now. It's going on television, on the networks.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like I don't want to see your damn face on the networks grinning and you're not saying nothing.
Little Nazi prick. Oh, whoop,
you
did
know,
I say
it's,
that?
it's our organization believes that they are like or on the same level of the companies. They seem like they don't give a good hoot about us, the members. Did I say that right? I'm
you
shocked that I didn't
right
use any profanity.
No. you better go to church tonight. That's all I'm saying.
But the thing about it is our organization supposed to be about the members?
Uh-huh.
Not about the elected people, not about the appointed people.
Mm.
Isn't it supposed to be about the members, doing the best that you can do for the members?
You're here.
Well, you think that, because if there wasn't any of us, there wouldn't be them. But I think they forgot all about that. I don't know.
They're making that big money now. They don't care. You know, you get a nice hunk. But look at the raises the newly elected officials got. Wow. I mean, come on. You can go buy a brand new Suburban with the raises they got.
Yeah.
Just for being promoted. They don't care. As long as they're on Facebook, Rumble, and YouTube. Hi.
Yeah, well,
neighborhood president.
Keep reporting about our membership in these newspapers and what have you, and keep the general public angry at us, the members, for wanting to do better.
Key. Yeah. You got blamed for everything. As soon as General Motors started buying all their parts from all over the world and they fail, we get the blame for it. UAW never got in the newspaper and stuck up for us. Not once. I remember that. That's one reason. Another reason this show started.
Yeah.
That little bow tie wearing little pricks that we made. I forgot how much money now. I can't remember. 100 and something. One lady said we made over $100 and something an hour with our benefits in retirement. Oh, you little bitch! I want to strangle you. That was on. That was on CNN. That bow tie wearer, Maurice was his name. Remember, he was sitting at the table when everybody was at the table begging for money from the government. And that little prick was there saying, they should just close the plants. Just close them.
Then how was he going to get his car?
And the kicker of that was Ron Gettelfinger's the one that brought him there.
Yeah, Ron Gettelfinger brought him there. That's a fact. And Gettelfinger was letting General Motors, I mean, just spending money left and right. Just not saying a word. They didn't care. You know, you got Gettelfinger down there in Kentucky playing kingmaker. You know, he's being politicians. That's what he's. He's a kingmaker down in Kentucky now. Well, he was
crazy. Well, crazy, I tell you.
Yeah.
It's just a sad type of situation that the members are in.
Yeah.
And you have these people, they are now elected, they're no longer passing the baton, but they still don't feel that they have to be accountable to the membership. They still don't feel like they have to follow the Constitution, where it speaks on equality in the preamble. It's just the basic stuff. And I just, I just wonder why.
I gotta say hi to Boyd. He's in the chat room from Alaska. Welcome, my friend. Good man. Up in the cold, cold Alaska. He's in the chat room tonight.
Well, I'm glad you talked about that for a minute, because, Adrian, you made me remember something that happened the other day. our regional director, was in the plant. I was working on a customer's truck, and he come over and he talked to me. I had made a call earlier in the week to Solidarity House. Anonymously, that message that I left was kicked over to the regional director, and he told me that I called his office. No, I didn't. I said, I got to talk to you. I'll call you. No, no, no. That was forwarded on to him because I had a question about Dock 46 employees and holding an elected position. He told me if they're the Doc 46 person in that plant, if the moment that they say that, or that they sign and say they're going to run for something, they forfeit their Doc 46 language and are no longer treated as an international rep.
Right.
So I find out further, upon further investigation from him, he says that if the plant plant manager and shop chairman agree that certain special appointed positions are necessary to run the daily business of the plant, they can agree upon that.
Oh, man. Oh, geez.
So,
are you kidding me?
No, this is what my regional director told me.
Bullshit.
So I'm thinking, wow, we got like 300 people. Like we're allowed 22. I think Stephanie looked it up. Like we're allowed 22 dot 46 positions per contract. So the rest of them are all specially appointed. So you know who they're beholden to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Wow, that's bullshit.
But, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm glad,
but
I'm glad Stephanie's around.
I was surprised to have the regional director draw to me. He knows who I am. He knows who I am.
Oh, yeah.
So, and he also knows that I made a phone call. So if you think you're making an anonymous phone call to Solidarity House, I'm just giving you the listeners a heads up.
You should have known, Scott. Your name's going to pop up.
Yeah.
To make the phone call. There's nothing secret.
Well, now you know next time, just tell them your damn name, right? Screw it.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Might as well.
Right.
Unfortunately, but, you know.
No, I had to ask the question.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Good
was something. That's okay. Well,
did your regional person ever work on the floor? Did he come from the floor?
I think Steve Dawes, didn't he come from Metal Fab eons ago, Don?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you if he's worked or not. I couldn't tell you.
Yeah. He did come from the floor. He wasn't there very long. He's had a very, very long career.
I remember him raising up quickly.
Nobody's ever heard of, and boom. He was assistant director for the longest time, wasn't he?
Yeah. Seems like it.
I mean.
Yeah, he was under Stoogel or whatever, however you say his name. Wasn't Stooges? Or Stooges, I don't know how you say that guy's name. The former secretary
Zucksworth.
Treasurer.
Dodges?
Oh.
Or something like that?
No.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Stooges.
Hang on. No. Reuben Burks. Reuben Burks is regional director.
He was under Rubin. He was under Dwayne Zucksworth. He was under Bob Cherry. He was under Kareem.
Like a Rubin?
He's been Rubin Brooks was regional director for a little while before Cal Rapson got it.
I know he was president, our president at our local. When I hired in, Rubin was.
Oh, was he? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And then he, before he retired, he was international financial secretary.
Oh, I didn't know he moved up. I didn't know. I just know he was all right. He was all right. I mean, he took care of his people, but he also took care of the people in the plant, too, if he had a complaint. He was an active president. He was an active president. So,
wow.
That's how it used to be in our plant. It isn't like that. It wasn't like that when I retired. When you could go to the president and he would take business for you. Go ahead, Scott.
Struggling.
Yeah,
struggling. We called him Struggling. Yeah,
right.
He was international. Ruben, Steve Dawes is his assistant. He's been an assistant regional director way back when it was still 1C.
Wow.
The original the birthplace of the UAW.
Yeah.
Frank Struggling.
Cool.
Frank Struggling. I remember that name. Thank you, Jason.
Well,
you
we got
know,
a lot
I
of people.
I don't know a lot about the people at GM, you know, their positions and stuff, but I remember Struggling came from the region.
Yeah. Wow, we got a lot of people in the switchboard. You got about 12 minutes. You got to push one on your keypad. And it might
again,
be too late. Probably too late.
And again, and again, there will not be a show next week. Super Bowl Sunday. So
that's true.
Hope your team wins or loses or however you're doing it or whatever.
And
Stephanie,
since the 20th is the election, and
yeah.
If she, are you sure she's running?
Yes, I am. I'll have her on in 2 weeks to come out and talk.
Okay.
Right. Come on, girl. Good for her. Get it.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Get in there and get it.
Okay. We're not on the 11th. And the 18th is only 2 days before the election. Now, if she wants to do a special show sometime during the week, anytime, let her know. Yeah.
We'll do.
Tell her I'll put her on. She can go around the plant telling everybody, give everybody the phone number so they can listen if they want to. And if she wants to, she can take 15 minutes, a half hour, an hour, whatever she wants. And I'll be glad to do that for her. And we can do that
there
on all three shifts, all shifts. So.
And
all right.
I really believe that her heart is in the right place.
I do too.
You know, I've spent a little time with her, and her heart is in the right place. It really is.
I trust her.
Oh.
I can't
do too.
Say that for a lot of people. Trust her, and
When she was down at the convention and she would oppose something or ask a question, the rest of us tell her to be quiet. Sound.
Well, good. Well, when's Jesse going to run for something? Jesse should run, too. Very, very knowledgeable.
I'm running on Duncan. Oh, no.
You should vote,
Duncan.
You should run for something, dear, because your heart's in the right place too.
You see me, you better
appreciate
that. And for the record, I am on the election committee for the locals, so I have to remain neutral and free from expression of my thoughts about things. Just wanted to put that out there.
Yep.
But I do appreciate that, Carrie.
But, hey, go ahead.
Well, no, let's finish this up. I was going to bring up a couple topics, but...
We don't want you to.
I know we got 10 minutes.
Right, well, I'm going to say a couple things real quick. This is, let's see, what's where when you have all four bases? Grand slam home run. BMW has announced that they're going to say goodbye to the EVs and that they're going to deliver hydrogen-powered cars by 2025.
Oh, right.
From the CEO.
That's a good deal right there.
They said they're done with the EVs. They're going to it. And that was from the CEO, Oliver Zips. So he says that is important. You know, and the other thing.
Awesome.
The Toyota Group plant raided in Japan if they found they got cheating on engine testing.
Uh-oh. Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah. So I wonder how that's going to play out with our government and National Highway Safety, because they were quick to bust our butt, you know, when Solana's Ford and General Motors got caught fudging some numbers on fuel mileage and stuff. Remember that?
So oh, yeah.
See
I remember
what happens
that.
That.
I do remember
that. And then one more thing real quick. Brother Mike Turner put this out here. Local 2209. Leadership seems to have their own personal focus set on ensuring their personal financial needs. Good luck to anyone who cares to find an existing union bylaw that pays, are you ready for this, officers 12 hours a day, regardless of hours available. And it says in their bylaw, in the event the company does not provide proper documentation for officer or member's lost time, an officer or member shall be entitled up to 12 hours of wages per day at the same hourly rate as their employer pursuant Article 5. Wow. There you go.
Don, I didn't know you had the sound effects.
Yeah, well, he dropped a bomb. We gotta take care of it.
So, what's your announcements, Jesse? Make them quick.
I also saw on the, and this does go along with organizing, but it's kind of a cool situation, but just real quick, nearly 400 workers at Antlon Interiors USA in Howell, Michigan voted overwhelmingly to join the UAW and become a part of Local 163. The workers who make instrument panels and door panels for Ford, General Motors, Stellantis, and Picar organized to stand united and have a voice against management as a whole, be on common ground and work together rather than against each other and to gain more respect. So that's out of Howell, Michigan, and that's one of our suppliers. So that's awesome that they were able to join the union, because I know that that's something that's been lost in past time with the suppliers being broken away from the corporations. And then also, this is for everybody that's a parent with a dependent that can claim them. Let's see here. This past week, child tax credit could change, but don't wait on Congress to file your taxes, IRS commissioner says. Basically, Congress is still negotiating a $78 billion tax package with retroactive changes, including boost for child tax credit. Those that follow that stuff and analyze it, they say it could bring an average of $680 tax credit for qualifying taxpayers. So thought I'd put that out there because everybody's always looking for a way to have more income. So that's something that's already passed the House this past Wednesday. So it's still got to go through the hoops of the Senate. But it did pass.
There you go.
And there's your breaking news from Jesse.
Breaking news. Yeah. Well, we appreciate that. And it's bittersweet for our brothers and sisters in Howell, because I've had multiple people from the small shops have contacted me and say they're having the hardest time getting answers about the things that are going on in their plant and the things that were talked about in our contract from our president, and none of them are getting answers. So,
wow.
That's from the smaller plants and suppliers.
You know, how many times have we been on the bubble, Scotty? Been on the bubble, not knowing what the hell is going on, whether we were laid off or had a job the next day. I almost broke time for time.
Right.
And, I mean, you're on pins and needles. I feel sorry for people that don't have an answer. They don't have a damn answer. That's terrible. But,
hey, Scott, that supplier that just voted to join the UAW, what's pretty cool about that situation, why I brought up, was the fact that they don't just make door pads as a supplier, they make the IPs as well.
Oh, nice.
So, uh-huh.
So they're a big supplier. They're not a little supplier. They're a big supplier.
We do have more breaking news.
Yeah, I did.
Hold on.
Oh,
more breaking news. Starting Monday, the 5th, all men's bathrooms in General Motors will have a tampon dispensary installed by 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. There you go, gentlemen.
It's about time.
I know.
It's about time. Dang.
I just wanted to bring that up, let people know.
All men's restrooms
will
have a tampon dispensary
by 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. It's probably installed now. So there you go. So men, don't worry. This is at home. You don't need to care. Tampons, General Motors, they're going to pay for it.
What if I want a maxi pad instead of a tampon? Come on now.
Your hole's just too big, Scott, and they got those cut holes. Relax.
Right.
Anyway.
Well,
are you for real, Don? Are you for real?
No, I was lying. Come on.
Oh, okay. I just heard a big news story about bathrooms.
I'm for real, and Jesse's going to every bathroom going, where's that goddamn I can't pee in every damn bathroom. I'll check them all. Go ahead.
No, I heard some news story about some big gas station chain down south that started something new with their bathrooms, and people are wanting to go to these gas stations just to check out the bathrooms, where they have a button that you can press when you walk in, and it turns on a disco ball and lights and plays disco music.
Oh, you kidding?
Whoa!
No, you got to Google search it. It's been on the local radio here all week. It's been on a couple talk shows.
Oh, my God. I'm going to start playing Staying Alive while I'm peeing. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, Lord. Oh, that's funny. I have to check that out.
Oh, my.
I still got my mind on the bed bug situation. Jeez, you know, Louise, allegedly. The alleged bed bug situation.
Wow.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah.
Man.
Bring them home for fun and excitement.
And, you know, they say, knock on wood, I've never had anything like that, but I've heard.
Yeah,
that
you
those
heard.
Are extremely hard to get rid of.
Yeah.
Yep.
Once they're in your home.
Mm-hmm. You would know.
I mean.
Yes, sir.
Well, just about crap.
Heroes today. We salute you, Mr. 18 Wheels of Fury Trucker.
Yeah. 18
Wheeler Mother Trucker.
With chrome naked girl silhouettes on your mud flaps, you head out on the highway.
Looking for adventure. Mm-hmm.
You just left a small town where you bang some fat bitch in your sleeper cab.
Oh, God.
With a belly full of biscuits and gravy and a big hit of methamphetamines, you're fueled up.
You got a cool CB handle.
Sure, you're tough. That chrome death machine could easily kill that family next to you in the Honda Civic.
Oh, no.
So look out your window and watch the white trash flash. Mr. 18 Wheels of Fury Trucker, you may get a Woody, but it's when you're watching Smokey and the Bandit.
18 Wheeler Mother Trucker.
Mancow's Morning Madhouse.
Okay. I had to play that for the truckers going to Texas. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Another
interruption. There you go.
It's the only trucker thing I've got. And I'm not playing Convoy. Thank you.
Oh, come on. C.W. McCaw? Come on.
No.
I remember him.
I do, too.
Anyway. Enroll Red Servine. Anyway. So we'll be back in 2 weeks. Everybody enjoy the Super Bowl. Food, drink, whatever you're going to do. Root for your team. Yeah.
And Boyd,
I think,
Boyd, I see you over at the Laura Ann Show on Lucid Libertarian at 9 Eastern Standard Time from Alaska. He said it's 10 degrees, so he's in a heat wave right now, he said. So,
Dang. Hi, buddy. Hi. Let me say hi. Hi in Alaska.
There you go. That's from Terry.
Yes, sir.
She's worried about them.
Can you imagine driving an EV in Alaska?
No.
Oh,
no,
my gosh.
I don't think so.
You'd be sitting still just to run the heat.
If you could get it started. You heard about all those EVs that couldn't get started in the cold weather.
Yep.
Even the charging stations didn't work at a lot of these places. Amazing.
Correct.
Whoops, we forgot that part of it when we sold the car. We should have told you. You should have had a brain enough to know that cold weather will drain your battery.
Right. Oh, well. All right.
That's kidding. We'll work anyway. So, anyway.
Right, Don.
Somebody get a hold of... Stephanie, see if she wants to do anything, let me know. Scotty, you know, I don't know if she knows my number or not, but...
I'll get it to her or have her contact you somehow.
Or you can call me and say, yeah, set it up. We can do all three shifts at different times. Whatever she wants to do, fine with me, since we're butting up against that election.
Right. Okay.
And, okay, anyway, anybody got anything else? Boy, it got quiet.
Hearing none?
No. Okay, guys. Have a great night. Be safe this week. Adrian, it was nice seeing you last night, girl.
I get off of this mountain. You know where I want to go.
Good night, everybody.
Straight down the Mississippi River to the Gulf of Mexico.
Nice.
The Lake Charles, Louisiana. Little Bessie girl I once knew, and she told me just to come on by if there's anything.